22, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioners at 3:02.
This way, they won't let us. I mean, that's the process. We got to go through that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, Charlie.
Hopefully we can get it done.
It's coming.
You can imagine in the three-state area how many bridges are out right now.
Yeah.
There's got to be a bunch.
Got to be a bunch of them, I'm sure.
And like Freddie said, the guys have lined up their work for the year, I'm sure. And maybe Goobles over there at Norfolk, he might get a guy like that to come in here and just bid it and get it done. But you can't promise that.
Let's hope to.
Okay. Thanks, Charlie.
Yeah, thanks, Charlie. Anybody else want to speak on this? Arnie, hey, move that Arnie up here real quick. Hey, you been to Hawaii or what's going on? You look awful tan. You got a good looking shirt on.
I was up in Alaska last year.
Was you?
Yeah.
Did you get? Hey, listen, when you went to Hawaii, did you get laid? No. No? Well, sorry to hear that. It's spelled a different way now. Remember, Arnie, keep it clean.
Arnie Malik, 1491 East Harpy Road. I guess, and I'd like to say I want to thank Fred for getting on the gravel on that real quick when I rode. And for the emergency services, they called us right early that morning, made sure that anybody back there didn't need medical help or anything right away or something. Find a place to land a helicopter and all that stuff. And that's the first time that's ever happened out there. Even with the other times the bridge was closed and stuff.
Good.
I got a few concerns about the road back there. The trees on some of the curves, it's pretty, it's narrow as you, everybody's driving real slow, but you gotta, there's a couple, three of them curves you really gotta really sneak up on just, and then places, some of them places you can't pull over when it's as muddy as it's been here lately, or it's been, you ain't gonna be able to pull off the gravel area, and we do have three places that are holding about half a road of water right now. I don't know if you guys could stick a 12-inch culvert or something in them just to get just to drain them for it, and that you could pull them back out or something. But main thing, and I'm sure, like I say, there's some curves that are really blind right there. And
I am going to put some speed limit signs out there.
Yeah, and people.
I know you residents know it, but yeah. If someone else comes driving down the road,
but
a couple of my truck drivers said the mail person was traveling pretty good through there.
Yeah.
But,
all mail people drive fast.
But anyway, I was
hammered down.
Just to see if I could help control the traffic.
Right, right. And probably wouldn't hurt to put a bridge out sign on the other side because we're getting a lot of people coming around. Must be going down a bridge, turn around, come back up there. There was probably 3 or 4 last night, whether just to look at it or just because the road got graveled and they're traveling. But they probably got one on the west end. Probably wouldn't hurt to put one on their east end too. So maybe that'll stop people from coming up that way. So that's the main problem. That road, do a little bit. Have a little more stuff done on the road just to make it just a little bit safer. So,
okay.
As narrow as it, you're gonna, there could be a little some bender people meeting there on some of them curves and stuff.
As we start grading, it should widen out a little bit and add more gravel.
You can go out there with the chainsaw, can't you, Fred, your guys, and trim up a couple of trees for them?
Sure.
Yeah.
And figure out the water holes.
See where he wants to put these culverts.
We're going to make it the best of what we can for you guys.
You can see where the water's standing right now, where the culverts are. Because there's two places the water's about halfway across the road that run across the road when it build up and stuff there.
Okay.
That would be the main thing.
All right, thank you, Arnie.
Thank you, Arnie.
Okay, anybody else want to talk about the bridge area out there, or I'm assuming?
Brian Lieber. I live on 1521 East Harpy Road. And I just had a question in regards to the new bridge that's going to be built. Is that weight limit going to go up?
Yes.
Okay.
Because
the issue I have is I can't get Gil to come out and pick up my trash because they won't cross over.
It'll be a 40-ton bridge.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
My name is Walt Beerman. Been gone for a long time, down in Colorado. I don't live out on that county road, but I know that the board here has approved a cost of surveying that road to Cramper Lake that the state of Colorado runs and probably collects the fees. I think that $30,000 would have been a whole lot better saved for emergencies like that just arose with this bridge. And I think that they can have, but we got to spend the money a lot more wisely. Then you got to have a for a project, you got to have an emergency project money too. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Mr. Cleveland, do you have something to say?
No, I guess Arnie pretty much.
You touched base on it? Okay.
There's a few spots that need a little more gravel, and then, like you said, some trees. Russian tree trimming.
And if any of you people that live out there, if you have an issue, you know, give Fred a call. Or us commissioners, if you wish, but Fred, you know, if you call us, we're going to call Fred or whatever the case may be. But if you need something, we're going to make it the best of our ability to make it good for you guys. Okay, so.
And Kevin, we swore in Fred while you're gone, so perfect. Get out to the county yard.
Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
Okay, anybody else want to talk about that? Because then I'll come back down through at the end, and we'll go back to public comment with any other issues. But the main thing is I just wanted you people, instead of sitting here the whole meeting, unless you want to, you're more than welcome to. But I just want to get you guys, you know, touch basis on what your concerns are and let you at least bring everybody up to speed of what's happening, what we have going on. Okay? Yes, sir.
My name is Pat Dorsey, and I'm just wondering, are you going to discuss M Avenue?
Or nothing on the agenda today.
It's on Fred's Road
Report. It's on Fred's Road Report, which is back down a ways.
But it's public comment right now, right?
Well, it is a public comment, and I can keep the public comment open if that's what you want to do. I mean, I could go back and do public comment again at the end of the meeting.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Yeah, that's fine. I mean, I don't have an issue with that.
Pat Dorsey from I live on North Bluff Road, but
I don't know where you live.
Anyway, I'm here to represent myself and three, four other landowners on N Avenue. This is their, it may be a minimum maintenance road, but it's kind of a main artery for us because we've got about 1,500 acres back there that come over that spot. And I just wanted to come down and let you folks know how important it is for us, even though it is
a minimum maintenance.
Yeah.
You'll have to have something done this fall. Get your crops out.
Yeah, and I don't want to wait until the first October.
I know.
You know, say, yeah, we'll do something. Then,
yeah.
You know.
Is there any place to get dirt back there on that road, Pat? Any place? I haven't been
back
there.
Well, we just go back and look. And
corn's down, isn't it? Maybe we just get any corn back there, I'm sure. Maybe just dig a little corn up, use a little dirt out of the field.
Boy, it's going to take a lot of corn. I don't know what the deal is. We've been maintaining that ourselves, putting a little rock or gravel or whatever we need on it, and we've been putting concrete pieces on it, or over this bank. But I don't know if you've been to it, Fred, but anyway, it is just all slid.
Yes, pictures of it.
Oh, yeah. It's. But I don't know if some of this stuff that Bryce is banging out of that elevator or something, anything like that. No, they're looking for a place to get rid of some of that stuff.
And that's what it's going to take is more concrete dirt.
Yeah.
Some breakout.
Yeah. But anyway,
hopefully that concrete that slid down there will kind of give us a ledge.
We'll hold it. Yeah.
I mean, it's not, as you know, it ain't the first time we've had to work on it.
No.
I'll give Bryce a call and see if there's a chance we can get some of that.
Yeah.
Larry. Elvinicius, do you know what he's doing with all that concrete? Do you know anything about any of that? It's going to Marks? That's what I heard.
Okay. Well, somebody said he was dumping some by the radio towers or something, too. Is that, you might know. I don't know. I just, yeah.
Okay,
he's
thank you.
He's got a stockpile soon. So.
Yeah, somewhere. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Okay, anybody else? Let's just do public comment right now. We're on a roll of public comment. Anybody else have any public comment? And then when we get to the end, I'm just going to bypass that. So otherwise, if not, I'm going to move into new business. Anybody else have anything else to say public? No? We're good. Arnie, retirement. I think you, like, look 10 years younger. I'm happy for you. I am. I'm really happy for you. Okay. If there's no other public comment, we're going to move into... Thanks, everyone, for coming. I appreciate it. Thank you. We're going to move into new business. We got Jacob, 360 Energy. He's here today.
Yes, sir.
Yes, requesting consideration of a no-cost study to show the existing systems, heating, cooling, lighting, windows, etc., for upgrades. So, welcome.
Thank you very much. I thought I was going to have a huge audience today, but you got rid of
it. So you're thinking that maybe you could have a little pitch, a little selling point?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to rain on your parade there.
No, that's all right. I'll get by. I will try to be quick, though. You guys got a lot of the agenda today. But I am Jake Perla, 360 Energy Engineers. Based out of Lincoln. Sorry, I didn't know one short. So accounting is not my best skill. But we work with counties, schools, cities, hospitals on upgrading existing building infrastructure. So what we try to do is some combination of improve comfort, reduce maintenance and utility costs, reduce maintenance for your staff, and just all together upgrading your buildings to be as efficient and as effective as possible from a heating and cooling standpoint, from a lighting, from a windows, roofs. And so I was just going to come and do a brief introduction, kind of learn about if you guys have done any projects in the recent past or if there's something on the radar that maybe we could be of use to you all. But there are some unique things that as an engineering and construction management company that we do that a traditional engineering or architectural firm does not do. So I was just going to run through this very briefly. Page 3 here, and if you guys have any questions throughout, feel free to stop me at any point. Page 3 here, company overview. I'm not going to bore you guys with who we are. 360 Energy Engineers, based out of Lincoln, have offices in Kansas and Colorado, work throughout the Midwest. Our parent company, Wildan, has offices on the coast, California, New York City, but we do operate independently of them here in the Midwest. So we are a product and vendor independent firm. We don't have any ties to contractors, manufacturers. We're not going to try to sell you pieces of equipment. We are a third-party, unbiased engineering firm with professional engineers on our staff. The next page, this is where we really differ in our delivery model from a traditional engineering or architectural firm. When we talk about doing a turnkey project, that means we are responsible for everything from the engineering and the design to the construction implementation, and then afterwards we're going to stick around for 18 months, make sure everything is operating just as we said it would, as we designed it, and you're seeing improvements in the performances of your buildings. So it's kind of like a one neck, one noose type of deal. We're the one contract with the county, so you're not having to pick up the phone and try to get through some finger pointing between maybe different contractors or contractors pointing the finger at the engineer. We are the one source of accountability. We're the ones responsible for the performance of the project. So in the planning and analysis stage, that's where we do a building modeling, a detailed facility analysis, which is no cost to the county. This is where we come in, have our engineers take a look through your buildings, see, talk with the staff, talk with you all, talk with people that are here 5 days a week, learn about are they having comfort issues, do they have individual room temperature control, does everybody have their own thermostat, does air come through the windows, do they have leaks in their roof, really learn your building. And while we do that, we also take your utility bills from the past couple of years from your utility providers, implement that into a computer program, an eQuest, and so we're able to actually tune this building to your utility bills and see if there are any opportunities for utility savings. As part of our projects, we do guarantee energy savings. So say you spend $100,000 on utilities. If we see improvements that we can cut your costs $40,000 in utilities, we guarantee that amount. If we come up short on that, we write you a check for the shortfall. And if we're extra conservative and you guys save $60,000, you get to keep all that on your own. So I don't want to get you too excited about the utility savings opportunity, though. A lot of times, you know, in California, New York, where the rates are really high, usage is really high, that's where you see a lot of those savings. Here throughout the Midwest, generally the savings opportunities are pretty minimal. So we're going to focus more on the improved comfort, reduced maintenance, upgraded equipment in general. So we go in, we So again, do that interview process. Look at your building. We put together a preliminary engineering analysis, and I will pass this around. I don't know if anybody wants to look through that. We did that at Plain View, just down the road here. Look at your heating, cooling, again, all those things I mentioned, roofs, windows, lighting, electrical. And we're going to put together a recommendation summary of this is what you have, this is what we recommend you do to improve that, and here's why. And then also some costs and savings included with that, some estimates on this is what it would cost for a turnkey implementation, and here are the savings that are associated with each individual improvement. We do have construction managers on staff for project implementation. As I mentioned, again, that's the one contract with us, single source of accountability. Our construction manager will be on site weekly during construction to make sure that our contractors are staying on schedule, on budget, and everything's moving along just as we had planned it. Then, as I mentioned, the performance maximization, we stick around for typically 18 months after the final construction is completed to look at those energy savings, ensure that we are meeting what our guarantee was, and then just for constant fine-tuning of your systems, really going through with a fine-tooth comb, making sure that those systems are operating just as we had designed them. Page 5, this is just a comparison of the different delivery models that you're probably used to. Vendor project, this is most typically you have maybe a rooftop unit go out, you need a new piece of equipment, you call up a local contractor, they have equipment that they rep, it's a low bid, not much design needed, it's really just a one-for-one replacement type deal. That's typically the cheapest when you know you're not looking at a whole comprehensive upgrade project. Design, bid, build, this is the most traditional. You hire an engineer, an architect, they do a design for you, they give you those design documents back, and then you guys go out to bid to contractors that you know, trust, and you receive bids on your behalf. So you do get 100% of the design there. See some of the negatives there, sometimes change orders, lack of accountability that I talked about. There's not really a guarantee in that, it's just you get what you pay for at that point. 360 projects, we try to take the best of all the projects. You do have the opportunity, financial solution, to finance a project. I don't know how you all feel about financing, but that option is available using this legislation. We do 100% of the design. Again, professional engineers on our staff are going to do that design in-house. Single source of accountability, and again, that performance guarantee that I talked about.
Hey, I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Is there rebates, windows, all that business yet? Is that such a thing anymore in today's world? I know at one time it was...
Unfortunately, it's not as much.
So.
There's some lighting, some heating and cooling improvements. You'll see some. But in 2008, there was rebates and grants everywhere.
And it went bye-bye.
It went by pretty quickly.
Yeah, it did. That's what I figured.
So, we try to look for everything there on your guys' behalf, but typically, you don't see that very much. Or Colorado, I guess. They have a bunch of stuff. They have a lot of rebates over there where... You know, you pay for 50%, they pay for that.
They got a lot of everything.
Yes, they do. Page 6 here, the financial solution that I was talking about. With these guaranteed energy savings, I'll focus on the energy conservation measures. You see the quick payback here, the savings exceeds the cost. So this is where your lighting, your building automation systems, the money you spend up front, over time it will pay for itself. Which is, you know, a great deal. You pair that with capital improvements, which is more your windows, your roof, mechanical systems that don't have great energy savings, but, you know, you need a roof on your building, you need heating and cooling. So these are not more focused on the savings, but these are just, you know, the foundation of your building. So combining those, you have a comprehensive facility improvement project, and either leverage those savings for those capital improvements, or you can reallocate those in your general fund. Page 7 and 8, those are just a couple of the highlights that we did. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on those. See, O'Neill, that school project was about $3.9 million. Again, annual savings, you see that number. Please don't try to do the math there. This was not a savings project. Again, this was a heating and cooling system from 1964. Had not been touched since then, so we went in there and designed and installed a whole new HVAC system, put in new windows, new lights, new ceilings everywhere, and really upgraded the interior of that building. Same type of deal with Creighton, about a $3.4 million project, again, 1960 heating cooling system that was completely outdated, needed some upgrades. So the approach for Dakota County, the preliminary engineering analysis, again, no cost to the county. The only commitment, I guess, would be to get us the utility information, to provide us maybe with some building plans so we can see the original construction of your building, and then the opportunity to come present to you guys our findings, whether that be at a public meeting or just a committee thereof, however you guys prefer to do that. But just the opportunity for us to, you know, impress you guys with the project, something that, that might meet some of your goals. Again, this is, you know, our opportunity to impress you and show you something that might make sense for you in the future. So that's an example of the eQuest building model that our engineers actually design of your building. So you can see all the windows. It's fairly detailed there. I think they do a pretty good job. And then we show a breakdown of your utility expenditures, electric, gas, water, and just show you, just for informational purposes on your end, you know, this is what you're spending each year, and you know, here's some opportunities that might exist.
See, we got three different constructions here.
I can tell this one's a little bit newer than...
Yeah, the original, I think, was 52-ish, 51, 52, whatever.
I saw 40s,
whatever.
Back,
in the four, yeah. Okay, whatever. 40s. And this here was like 70, 72, I think. And then the jail was in 07. So, and this here was the old jail. And then, okay. Obviously, we've put the new windows in throughout both of these sides. This side and then the other side, I should say, the north wing. But the old part, of course, the windows are, you know, we talked about it at one time of looking at windows. Of course, you know, thinking that there were rebates, but like I said, I know that that's all gone. But I know that they're tough to open and shut, and you know they're not efficient.
Sure.
Period. What's your office like upstairs in wintertime? Yeah.
Not great windows over there either.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyways, yeah, no, I get exactly what you're saying. I know we've been slowly, you know, switching over the LED lights.
Going to some LEDs, yeah.
Yep, and a lot of this new area that we remodeled here last time. And I think even in the hallways, we've been slowly switching them over.
Okay, good.
You know, money, we're not over abundance in cash.
Okay. Sure. Just kind of do it as
right.
The opportunity,
you know,
presents
right.
Itself.
Exactly.
Sure. Okay.
But
we did a study before. Did your company do that? Do you recall? A few years ago.
No, that wouldn't have been us.
And see.
I know we had another study done.
Okay.
Did we, how long was that been? Do you remember?
It was that they came out with a rebate thing through the federal government.
Okay.
And we were awarded, right? What was that called?
Yeah.
So would that have been around the 2008, 2010 time period?
I was going to say, yeah, about 10 years ago, probably. Yeah.
They did judge Vaughn's office with that. That's the name of the engine.
Was Vaughn here at the time or not? Okay, so that was before. I don't remember.
So did you guys just get that report and there weren't a lot of energy savings?
I don't think there were a lot of things that they really recommended at the time, if I remember.
Okay.
It's been a while ago. But, you know, and your timing is not the best. You know, we're cash flow poor.
Sounds like you have some other things going on in the community, too.
I'm on the budget committee. We've been working on making payroll.
Okay.
Now we got hit with a $1 million-plus storm out here, and
No, that's fine. I just want to come here and kind of tell you guys what we do and see if there was any need on your guys' end. But
you know, I know there's things that need to be done.
Sure.
Is it a good time to do it?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay.
Just honestly.
No, I appreciate it, honestly. You guys, I don't want to waste your time, and I certainly appreciate
Well, yeah, we hate to have you come up here and give us a big, you know, spend a lot of time and energy into this, and then all of a sudden, you know, yeah, I think we know where our area is, what we need to do, kind of, as of right now.
Okay.
And I think it's awesome what you guys do, and without a doubt, it'd be nice to be able to say, hey, come in and give us analysis, without a doubt. But I think, just like Bill said, I think we'd be wasting your guys' time, and the last thing you want to do is come up from Lincoln and send your people up here. And
absolutely. No, I'd rather you guys tell me, you know, now's not the time, now, rather than us do the report and then tell us.
Right.
Sure, I might check back in maybe in a year or so and see if things have changed at that point, or you know, if you guys are going to stand out where you're at. So.
Thank you.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate the time.
Yep, thank you so much.
Yep, you guys have a great day.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move into be a new business, the board to approve approval for agreement with consult inspections of the load re-rating on county fracture critical bridges with the Nebraska Department of Transportation. Everybody has that in your packet, I do believe.
You know, the only problem I have with this, and we've been through this, they've been doing this probably 6 or 8 years. You know, Arnie used to do our inspections on fracture critical bridges. I think we got 11 or 12 for it.
Well, actually, the state used to hire an engineering firm to do our fracture critical.
Didn't Artie do them one time?
No.
He did it?
He had to be an engineer.
Okay, I thought he did them all.
And the state used to use our soft match funds to hire an engineering firm to do our fracture critical. Now they're just making the county hire an engineer to do it. And still using soft match, so it's not... It's not changing.
Okay. I just remember about 6 or 8 years ago, we just got pounded by them. They did load ratings on 6 or 8 bridges, shut 2 down, just boom, all 1 year. It was just, we just got hit hard, and they didn't have any resources to help us replace or update or repair. And, you know, we were, yeah, a couple were still closed.
Brian McDonald, that we hired to do our regular bridge inspections,
DJEO.
Yeah, he's an English. He'll charge us, of course.
Yeah,
at least he can do them.
Okay.
Unless the board desires to go someone.
Well, I don't know how we can afford to.
Just got to be an engineer.
Yeah.
Firm.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
How many do we have now? Fracture critical.
Yeah, I had one.
What's that?
Mid fracture.
There's a list on here. Is that the 2?
5.
5 fracture.
Oh, there's 5 now. Okay.
We got rid of
2 in the last 2 years.
Got rid of Frank O'Neill Bridge was one of them.
Yeah. Martinick.
Martinick was another.
And then you went out west of Hubbard. 3 of them right there.
Tony Gomez Bridge was not one, no.
It wasn't?
No.
The one we just did, though.
I love that. Tony
There's two in Jackson we could get.
No doubt.
The two on the right in Jackson.
What is that? Is that what they're charging us, or is that?
That's what they cost to inspect a bridge. But the two in Jackson, the county should look into buying some right of way along the railroad track. The Rocky Nagel, the West Bridge, would be a lot simpler.
Okay.
And making a road in, come off North Bluff over to.
Are we doing that now?
Huh?
We're doing that now, are we? Or is that just an emergency?
There's an emergency road along there for his propane truck because it's a 3-ton bridge.
Okay. You say make that permanent?
And yeah, make a permanent right away so we could get rid of it. And then, as Joan just showed you, the cost of inspection. Which comes out of our soft match, but it still costs.
Yeah, still.
What? How many houses are back there? How many houses are back there?
1 on that bridge, and then on
the east
bridge, there's 2 dwellings back there.
Who lives in that house back there? It's
the east bridge. One of them is Bill Morrow's house. I don't know if he lives back there anymore. Kevin?
No, he hasn't lived back there for quite a while.
And the resident clear to the south, I'm not sure, but there's one on east side of the track on the east bridge.
I thought it was like a mechanic.
Them two are both fracture critical.
Whatever.
And another one is the Watcher Bridge in Hubbard, which there's only one resident on the other side of it. So it's
okay. Any other questions for Fred on that? Otherwise, let's move into C here. We're going to go on to board to approve of resolution 18C-015, the signing in the project program agreement 2018, the fracture critical bridge inspection services for the federal aid project.
One to approve the agreement and then one to approve the resolution.
My bad. So back on C, we need somebody to motion to approve the agreement.
On B?
Yeah, B, I'm sorry.
We will approve the agreement until.
Okay.
And I will second that.
Okay, we got a motion on B for the approval from Tony and second from Marty. We call roll, please, Joan.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes. Okay, now we're going to move on to C for the resolution 18C-015. Is that what our desire is? I think that's probably our most cost-effective way.
It's the only choice we have.
Right.
I would move to approve resolution 18C-015.
Motion by Bill on 18C-015.
Second.
And a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Tony.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep. Okay, we're going to move on to D, Rocky, Laird,
yes.
1906. Come on down. Highway 77, Dakota City, requesting a permit for him to allow, I can't say that word, I know what it is, but anyways, we know what you're after. You want to rebuild your home, which I'm sorry about your loss of your house, and you want to be able to park a motorhome out there during the time of your rebuild.
Yes, an RV. For a period of time, so that I can rebuild.
Yes.
Is your foundation reusable?
Part. I do have some pictures here, and I will show them to you. Part of the foundation where the garage was. Okay, can't pass that.
Mm-hmm.
North is. I put north and I put 190th Street and all that on there.
Okay. Yep.
So, the section which is
in
C is a garage floor with a 4-foot foundation and footing underneath of it,
mm-hmm.
which was not damaged one bit by the fire. And it's 500 square foot approximately, and it would be possible for me to easily build a one-bedroom, one-bath home there.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sort of what I'm thinking right now, although I do need more time to figure out exactly what I want to do, because the fire was, 5 months ago?
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to decide what to do, and this seems like the best idea yet to me,
mm-hmm.
but...
And that'll probably change 5 times as you get going on, right?
That's possible.
Yeah, it's always more than likely. I get it, but well, and what we have here in our sections of our with planning and zoning, you know, they have approved it for you to do such a thing, and of course, pretty much what our planning and zoning people that we appoint as a board. When they approve something, as long as the county attorney hasn't seen any issues with it, we pretty much rubber stamp it and go on with it.
All right.
Great. Good to go.
Yep. All right.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, you guys live out of the area in the winter?
Yes. We do have a home in the northwest part of Phoenix. So we
and then you'd be able to come back in the winter and summer and use that.
Where you at? You had Sun City or Surprise, or where you at?
Sun City, yes.
Yeah.
And we love it.
When it comes to Phoenix, I'm dangerous. I go out there a lot in the wintertime.
It is perfect there in the wintertime.
Yeah.
You know, like last winter, it was 60 to 75 degrees every day, and the sun shined every day.
Yep.
I'm telling you what.
We were close to that this year.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we need to make any, do we need to make a motion on this or not? Or is it just...
On the other part, you guys still have the papers with you?
Yeah.
All right. B. B is a poured concrete foundation. To me, it seems extremely solid at this point in time. I'm considering building an earth home type thing there instead of C. You know, I've got the two probabilities here. And poured concrete foundation. I'd have to pour a little bit more concrete to finish it, then build a structure as a roof, and it would be kind of like an earth home. Although the fire did engulf that part, and it all fell in, but the poured concrete exterior foundation wall seems very solid to me, and I have worked construction for 40-some years.
The interior of the concrete didn't check bad, or it didn't separate on that.
It didn't separate, yeah. It really looks in good shape.
Mm-hmm. What, and not to bring up bad memories, but what started this fire? A person?
There was a person found dead in the fire. And
oh, is that right? I think I do remember that now a little bit.
He died of smoke inhalation, and the fire marshal told me that because it was such a complete burn down, that there is no real way to determine exactly what started the fire.
Really?
It burned flat right down to nothing. I'm just in this position where I'm wanting to rebuild, and I'm not going to build a 2,500 square foot house the way it was, but I certainly do have enough physical ability to build something.
Yeah, somewhere to hang your hat in the summertime, and then go back to Sun City.
Correct.
I'm with you.
That's
I'm totally
the plan
with you.
That I got in my mind.
I'm totally with you.
The zoning board, you know, they try to work along with him, you know, and they, it is understandable, so it's no issues.
Do we need
DOC
action?
Okay.
I would move then to grant Mr. Laird the permit to log to live in the motorhome while he's rebuilding this house.
Okay, on new business for Rocky Laird, we got a motion by Bill.
Second.
And a second by Tony. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Thank
you.
Yes. Okay, good luck, everyone.
Yeah,
good luck.
Thank
Hope you guys work out.
Thank you all.
You bet.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay, looks like E, I don't know if they're here, Ricky or Douglas, I don't think they're here, so we're going to bypass that. We're going to move on to F, a new business to Dave Cruzmark, Waterbury, requesting help regarding debris backing up on his property during heavy rains. Come on up, if you would, please, and state your name and address for the record. Thank you.
Dave Cruzmark. I live actually in Dixon County. I live on T Avenue. My address is 868-35 591 Avenue. So I'm just south of Waterbury. But I was in here about 5 years ago, and in the 70s they took a culvert out, or took a bridge out and put a culvert in our place, and it was an 8-foot culvert. And we have about 35 or 600 acres that drains down through there. And it just seems, especially in the last 10, 15 years, I don't know if it's because of less terraces, more no-till or what, but it floods all the time. And there's 12 foot of fill over this 8-foot culvert, and it's run over the road. It went over in 15, I think that's the year that the board did a bunch of work. They put the concrete and dirt, built it up, got it all leveled off again. 16, it went over again once, and it would have went over twice, but we have a big excavator. So our son sat out there in the middle of the rain picking logs out and throwing them across the road all during it, and it kept it about a little foot or two from the top, and it kept it going. And 16, we got lucky. I don't even know, on 17 we got lucky. And then now this time again, it went over and it took a lot of the concrete that you put in there, maybe a fourth, I'm not sure, but it dropped. It goes over about 8 foot on the shoulder and it just goes straight down. It put that concrete on the other side. So I'm running about 20 foot of water back all up through there. And I've talked to the board before, and I've talked to Dixon County before. I was on the county board for quite a few years. It didn't seem as bad then, but it's just now, it's like I said, it was four floods in the last 5 years.
You have some pictures? Do you want to?
Yes. Okay. If they would want to take a look at them. But I mean, this last time we had a dead cow float down there, and bales and everything else. So. That's a little sideways there. But I'm going to try to meet with Dixon County a week from Tuesday. If we can get something, I think a box culvert in there or something more volume. Got to have more volume because it's just makes such a big mess all the time.
Fred, do you know where this is at?
Yes.
This is 2016.
This is what happened in 2016 when our son saved the road by taking his excavator and flipping the logs out. Otherwise, he would have taken the road again. I'm sorry, these are reading sideways for you.
I think I've been up there. It's on the north. It's on the north side of 20, isn't it?
South side. South of Waterbury.
South of Kenny Burton. We live in the two Burtons.
You go straight north of Emerson. It's on that road.
Now this is okay. What was left from 2016.
From Waterbury, you went to...
You're going south.
Yeah, going south.
Are you
Emerson.
On the road?
Yes, this is the road right here. Okay. This is where it goes over the road off the Toronto Plate again. It just wipes out our pasture. We pick garbage up. In fact, several years back, there were old tires, garbage, and we ended up with a cow had a tire on her head. We had to get her and get the tire off. It just trashes it all the time.
I don't know if we can get some joint help. Last time I was here, I can't remember if they were going to check see if there was any help available to put a box culvert.
There's an 8-foot culvert.
And this is the Dakota County side. The other side.
This is the Dixon County side.
And this is the Dixon County side.
That you guys put in years ago, and it just still isn't handling the water.
Did you have?
So you can see where pictures from the excavator pulling stuff out of there, trying to keep the culverts open.
Okay. Did you have anything on the Dakota County side?
No.
Okay.
Like I said, there was a bridge in there years ago. It didn't seem to be as bad, but in the last 10, 15 years, it's just always over.
Do you think the tube is big enough and just gets flooded with trash?
No, because we're watching it this time.
Go to the videos.
If we have new videos, it shows the culverts running completely open.
Okay.
Yeah, and
it still won't handle it.
Still won't handle it. That's what I said. Like I said, it drains 3,600 acres down through there.
Also, there's some on the east side of the road that feeds over to our side of the road. So it's taking, we've got land, water flowing.
Whoa, oh my God.
And that's just one of them. I think that's the 5-foot culvert.
I don't know why that's turning, but it's just, and the 8-foot culvert's there, and it's got a 5-foot next to it.
Yeah, this is the 8-foot, and over here you can see the 5-foot culvert. They were flowing freely, and they were just roaring. They just couldn't handle it. So all of our whole pasture is pretty much completely underwater. It came clear up to our building in the back.
But it went over our driveway. Sometimes what happens is it gets a little branch, and it half foot clubs up. Well, then that 5-footer just is completely overwhelmed. But this time, both of them, you can see they're just swirling.
And this is before it went over the road. We couldn't be standing here at the point it went over the road.
So it continually got higher. How long did it take to disappear in a couple of days?
It disappeared that evening.
It was over that night.
It took 20 minutes to go from this point to over the road.
Wow.
Everything upstream is a bridge. Everything downstream is a bridge. We have culverts.
Did we put the culvert in or did Dixon? Do you remember?
I think it was a joint thing. It was in the 70s sometime.
So today, when we do all these projects,
state
of Nebraska gets involved
and has to do a
study on drainage and how many acres.
They
sized the tubes for us. Back in the 70s, I don't know, maybe it was
an 8-footer shouldn't work.
Yeah, well, I'm sure.
I'm sure
you're right.
This went over the road. This is the road now.
That for some reason, I want to go sideways.
I'm sorry. You'd okay on my computer at home.
But like I said, I don't know if we can get together. Or I guess I'm asking for a little cooperation, maybe contact Dixon County.
This is our driveway now.
See if there's something we can do about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an emergency right now. It's still passable. Well, I mean, you got places that aren't.
This is going to happen again. Okay.
Yeah. Like I said, it was once this year, twice in 16, and once in 15. Even when three big round bales go down through the culverts, they just shot right out the other end.
Seriously.
Yeah. We sat there and watched them. They just come down. There's nothing you can do.
We don't know where the cow came from.
Well, they went. Really?
It lay there. Nobody took ownership of it. We don't know who lost the cow. And finally, I told my husband, you need to go bury it because it's smelling so bad. Oh. Yeah, there's the cow.
Yeah.
Okay. See, right on top of the culvert.
No, he was on top of the fence, and I told Dave, go clip the fence. I don't want to lay in here. But it was deep water, rushing water. He couldn't go out and do anything about it.
I wanted to put him in the culvert, but then it would have went on Lulu's land.
It went over the road.
I do have a question. Can I come up?
Absolutely.
She has the land on the other side of the road from us. And then I don't know if you can flip through the question.
Do you want me to state my name?
After the fact. That's when the water started to recede down. It came clear up to our building. It started to recede down.
And then it runs down past, once it hits Dakota County, where is it?
That's
dropping into a creek at. Where is it?
It goes, takes, follows the creek, and two creeks actually, one by Kenny Bertram, just north of us over. Goes down through into Gordy Hanson's, and then it ends up down by Mike Mitchell's. And what avenue, what road is that down in there by Mike Mitchell's?
Q.
What's that?
Q.
Down where it floods down there. And stuff, so.
Okay, so every time this does it, we have to go out and clean all that crap up. We got to pick up the sticks. We end up with silt, and then we end up with thistles. And I mean, we've had garbage, like I said, tires where our cattle have gotten over their heads. It's just always a mess.
But I don't know if something can be done before it gets to that point, because if that was bigger, all of that stuff would go right down the creeks. Does it go to the river?
Yeah, it ends up in the river.
You know, so
eventually.
Yeah. So I don't know what the issue is, but that's where I think a few years ago that was all washed out there, and that's where they took the concrete with the rebar and stuck it in there for the erosion.
This is the same spot that washed out a few years ago, and the county hired Luxus to come out, and they hauled load after load after load of their concrete at there from their pit that they have. And then they went over in the ditch at your side and dug dirt, a whole bunch of dirt, and packed it down over. Now that dirt is all gone, and some of that concrete is now gone too. The road didn't wash, thank goodness, this time.
Okay, so I don't know what the answer is there, but I don't know, is it okay that, you know, you take trees out and debris and go dump it on the other, in the road ditch? I don't think you can do that either.
Yeah.
What natural resource district are you in? Lewis and Clark?
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to get them involved, too.
Yeah.
They've got money for these kind of projects. If they do a road structure, I don't know. I definitely get them involved, though.
Yeah.
I think we as individuals do that, or do
no?
You
well,
support?
Yeah, you can, or we can request it, or both. Well,
might have a little more.
We can have Dixon County ourselves, and your landowners out there, request it with them,
mm-hmm.
and get that ball rolling.
Yeah,
that'd be the first thing. We're in Papio, Missouri here. That'd be the first thing I'd do here, but I thought you were probably Lewis and Clark.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you are.
Do you go to the county line, or how far does that go? Patio.
I can't tell you how far up there it goes.
I think it divides just kind of down there by where Elmer Fornash used to live. There's kind of a line, and I don't know where it goes up through, actually. But
yeah, I don't think we go that far.
Yeah.
The Patio, Missouri, but let's try that.
So that's our next step. I'm going to try to meet with Dixon County, like I said, a week from Tuesday is their next board meeting.
All right.
And I'd like to have some, get some communication and see if we can't get something figured out for it.
Actually, I was really concerned. I called
called for help to get the road closed because cars were coming, and
sure.
called Dixon County finally, and they came out and put flags up.
See, we do the south part of that road, and Dixon County does north, right?
No,
so you do north.
Backwards.
We do the, okay. We divide it half and half. I knew that, but I couldn't remember. Well, why don't we get a letter sent out? If it's Lewis and Clark, we'll find out for sure if it's Lewis and Clark or
yeah.
Papfield, Missouri. We'll start with that.
Okay.
Here's your Papfield, Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
You're on it. Boy, Joan, you are good. So, Dakota, it's all in Dakota. Well, your
There's
line is
a
line.
Little tiny part.
Is that the line?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I think that's the line. So, again, that'll have to be a joint between the two NRTs, maybe.
Kind of where we're at. So
which might be better.
Yeah,
it might be better.
Might be better. Might
absolutely.
Get a little help from both.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it'd be to your advantage.
I think that'd be a good resource to start.
Okay. Yep, because it's not any fun. That's
no.
No, I know. I know.
Lou's concern and ours too, but you know, usually it's, like I said, we're 20 foot deep in water up
yeah.
the road when it goes over.
Yeah, bigger culvert means bigger problems downstream.
Yeah, that's the problem. But
okay.
But these can't really slow it all on mine either.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
When it does that, Lou, do you have what happens to your property up there? Does it run across? Do you have standing water? Have you had any issues?
Just on the Dakota County side, there's just like a holding pond,
mm-hmm.
and then it runs down the creek. And not too bad. Now there's some washout just up the hill, but it's not from that. I think it's from the water running off
mm-hmm.
the farm yeah. ground.
Yep.
The night this flooded, the 25th, it was just boiling down your hill.
The biggest
yeah,
problem
into
is,
that hole, and that's what's washing that big bowl out.
The biggest
the
problem
coming house. Off of your property down.
Right.
It was just rushing over that.
There's a culvert runs straight through the road, and the creek makes a bend on the other side, so it's shooting into the bank.
Oh, okay.
And it goes on down, so it's kind of working on her bank.
Okay.
So it's not into her field yet, but it's still
it comes down
working on
from
it.
Her property too, and
yeah.
down that ditch.
Yeah.
And part of her property, there's the culvert.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
if you got time, go to the bus stop for Wings on Wednesday.
Yeah,
take a look.
Yeah, there
you
go. Yeah. But there's a culvert that runs off of her side over to us to the south of where this creek is at. So all that water's coming down there, too. And we've on our own put in two ponds to try to store some of this water for these floods to try to help ourselves. And it still hasn't helped.
Mm-hmm.
The ponds go over.
Yeah. Why don't you have Dixon County get in touch with the Lewis and Clark, and we'll get in touch with the Papua, Missouri.
Okay.
Have them look at it together.
Okay.
And see if they can help out.
Oh, yeah. I'll
Rick, can you write Papua, Missouri a letter and have them?
Yeah, well, what I'd like to do is just have an engineer do a hydraulic study.
Okay.
Tell us if the tubes are too small.
I'll bet they are.
Then it's a no-brainer. Just
right.
Have them just like... When you take a bridge out, like you said, we don't
right.
know if it was done in the 70s.
I doubt
I couldn't
it was.
Find anything in my office that dates back that far, but have an engineer do a hydraulic study, and he'll tell us
okay.
if it's too small or too big.
Let's do that, then.
Yeah. All I know is I rode across that bridge in high school in the early 70s or late 60s, and then when Dad bought the farm in 79, it was done. In there somewhere.
Yeah. And you know how it was probably done. I mean, somebody stood there and said, boy, 8-footers work good here. I mean,
yeah.
There was a lot of that.
And then they said, well, that didn't. Let's throw that 5-footer beside it.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for coming in, guys. And we got a game plan started here.
Thank
all right.
You very
okay.
Much.
Thank you.
I appreciate
you.
It. We're going to move into miscellaneous. Hey, Fred Kellogg's. I know you don't have a road report because your right hand woman is.
Yeah. Jolene's gone, so I don't have anything.
That's okay.
Down.
We know that.
Because I think can't
touched,
read her right.
I think we've touched base on a lot of things, and I'm sure you've had a lot of phone calls. I'm sure you've had.
The update.
I might as well tell you right now. I had a phone call. Nate.
One.
I had several phone calls. You might know right now. Who am I? All right. Never gets old. Okay, so, but anyways, what do we have?
We got about 23 sites going right now.
Okay.
Throughout the county, of course, the two big ones are the bridges. We're up to about 850,000. We're trying to meet the threshold. There's three counties, I guess, that are only been affected by this last rainfall: Thurston, Dixon.
Did I ask you when that? What's his name? Gunthrip or Gittrip? What's it? When he called me, did you go down that?
Yes,
that,
I did.
Was it bad?
The culvert's gone. It's on. He wants to reroute the creek, and I don't know if I want to do that.
Okay,
because it's on his private property. I haven't talked to him personally. He stopped our operator and talked to him about it, and we have talked to him before about rerouting, straightening out his creek. But anyway, we will fix the culvert one way or another.
Okay.
We got pictures of Hope Bridge too.
This is the hole. Yeah. You know, that's debris that came down the creek.
That's
all took that out.
Yeah.
And then here's the.
When you have, they call them 100-year rains, and I know they're coming every 5 years anymore instead of.
And the numbers don't add up very well, do they?
This is the Pope Bridge here.
That's Dixon County. That's the one on the Dixon County line. And that bridge is also dropped in the corner, so it's going to have to be replaced. The channel is getting so wide on all these creeks that it's starting to.
Is that one closed in, Brick?
What's that?
Have you closed that one?
No. That's Dixon County.
Okay.
I think they take care of it. We'll still be caught with this cost share. When I say it's Dixon County, I shouldn't act like we're out of it. But it'll be half.
Half of half a million.
Half of half. Hoth.
Brian O'Donnell. Brian McDonald took these pictures, right?
Yeah. No. He does their bridge inspections also, Brian does.
Did you get all my pictures I sent you, John, or not?
But I don't know if we've met our threshold to get FEMA involved
yet. I'll have to identify. Oh, boy, you're going to have me. What can I say? You're going to have me.
And they still owe us for 14, yeah. But that's still owe us for 2014.
Preferably not.
Just finished up the week.
Todd Hammer sends me
all the pictures. The week before.
All the paperwork.
You just had NEMA do our last report.
Have you seen them?
Yeah. It's kind of funny because I talked to Scott and I says, if I ever go through another one, I'm walking out the door that night. I get the rain.
It was at noon? It was at noon.
It didn't even last. It didn't even get 12 hours out of it.
You think we're going to collect?
It's half over.
We need $2.5 million
between. He's a piece of work.
Counties.
Okay.
He's a perv.
Actually, we have less damage than the other two counties. And we're, like I said, at around, I'm guessing, 850. But they could throw bridges in and out, as we both know, after the Rosie Pruker Bridge.
Right.
Okay. Scott took some aerial pictures.
Where's that at, Scotty?
Hang on a second there. Okay, Behrman. I think that's not by Behrman's, is where that's at.
That's a D.
That's a D.
Yeah.
Looking west.
So there's one, okay, if you keep.
Is this the next day?
This was on Monday, last Monday. So that was the. That's the big Sioux coming in. And Deanna thought that was smart just because of showing where all the debris was coming from. Now, the next day I went up north. And I went across the Vermilion Bridge because I was going up to the Yankton, and that thing is dry. Dry. Mm. I mean, you've seen sandbars all over the place. Okay, this is where the Hode Bridge, of the way the water washed around through there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the same.
Is there somebody on the beach down there drinking beer?
You're tired.
Yeah, there's that's the low bridge on the air. That's all I sent you? What's...
I'm going to shorten that bridge up, Fred, if the Wilma's, the family trust gave us some ground to turn that bridge a little bit.
Not a bit of difference. Matter of fact, it might even lengthen it a little bit, but it won't.
I have some other ones. I thought I sent you more than that. But
it'll straighten the road up, and it won't make a bit of difference with the channel.
Okay. I sent you some of that the other bridge that we just replaced out by... The little short bridge that goes down, is it the Pigeon Creek area, the Omet? Which bridge did we replace a few years back? Right there. There's a house.
South Homer?
No, it's in between Homer and it's up, this ain't very far off of Bluff Road. In between Homer and Emerson, or Hubbard.
Martinick.
No. Martinick. No, it's down a ways. What's the bridge? You go over
the one
off of by Barclays?
The one on.
No, the one that.
I got some pictures of 200 and some other.
What's the name of that?
That bridge, remember? Because we put signs up.
Okay.
Yeah, I know where you're talking about.
Oh, like Kenny Baker's?
Yes.
Who is it?
That's what I'm thinking. Kenny Baker.
No, you're talking.
Yeah, the Kenny Baker bridge. Yes, exactly what it was.
That.
But there's water all over that thing.
Was there?
Yeah, and I have pictures of that too. I don't know what it didn't come up, but I'll get these printed off for Joan, so at least she has them for a record and for Fred.
Little hybrids in there.
Yeah.
All right.
Hybrid.
Okay.
Lots of water.
Okay, let's move on then. Any other questions for Fred? Nothing? Good. Okay, we're going to move on to B. We're going to approve the chair to sign an agreement with the Nebraska Department of Transportation for a county. It looks like we're going to do some... monuments or whatever for the Wakefield Northeast project, I guess, near Emerson. We got a letter here. Somebody got a letter in their packet. A highway improvement project for the county. So they must be going to be doing something over there on...
The state is.
The state's going to do it, yeah. You know anything about that, Fred? Just nothing. Never mind.
Where's that at?
It must be on...
Not to exceed $100. Per corner. Is that what the estimate is here? By the Emerson Wakefield, that? Yeah, the Wakefield project, they're calling it.
Tim thought that maybe Dixon would pay for. He said there's only one or two corners that would even be applicable in Dakota County. We would just barely get to touch them. Do I have a. Did I put it in our packet?
I do not know what the Wakefield Northeast project is.
Surveyor.
Well, this reads that the cost of the bridge is, well, this is something totally different.
Thanks for coming.
Is that it? See ya.
Bye. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
There is a map.
Not even there, he's staying home?
No. Word the hell out.
Good.
What was it, long meeting chair?
Okay, so anyways, let's, we just need to have somebody, we need to get it just so we can sign it, and I think it's, you guys eat all my gummies already?
No,
thanks a lot. I wouldn't mind maybe having just a couple.
It would be right here on Highway 9 and right there. Right.
Thank you.
This is Emerson. So it would just be a little tiny spot that's even in Dakota County. Anyway, possibility of two. That's why I put $200 in here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Okay. Let's make a motion then for the chair to sign that, and then let's move on.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. I've got a motion by Kevin, and a second by
me.
Marty. We'll go Marty. You don't mind, do you?
Yeah.
We call roll, please, Joan, on the...
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Me.
Yes. Yes.
The sheriff's not here.
That'll be on next month's agenda.
Okay.
Next week and 2 weeks.
Perfect. We're going to move on to D, Dakota County Board of Commissioners, to confirm the emergency declaration by the chair by authorizing under 81-829-50 on behalf of Dakota County for the suffering from a disastrous heavy rainfall and flooding that occurred on June 17th, June 26th, causing severe damage to the public and the private property. Utilities disrupting utility services. Health and safety citizens, Dakota County declare what's going on right now. And it's the government, it's the governor's emergency fund. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Motion by Bill.
Hopefully their second. Results are better than the last one we applied for.
Second by Kevin.
Very wrong.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, we're going to put our jail tour down the next time around. Okay, what do we have till the end of?
We have two more meetings.
Two more meetings. Okay, perfect. I figured because it wasn't on last time. So, commissioner committee reports.
I went to find some board commissioners. Did you see what happened here with Bryce Joy? But there was another issue there. That Bryce Book.
Okay.
He was going to do a.
Subdivision.
And he decided not to do it, so they rescind my motion, and we just are going to keep these 5 acres that he got, and the community is going to continue keep the property as agriculture, and so nothing happens. It's supposed to be a hearing in the coal mine garage, first of all, they was to take care of it. That's it. Only 2 items that happened that day after planning zoning. The mobile home and guidebook.
Thank you, Tony. Anybody else, Commissioner Committee Reports? I don't have any.
You do, ladies and gentlemen.
Chair. I don't. Kind of. Okay. Okay, yeah, I have nothing going on. That's perfect with the county right now. But I have a feeling it's going to get
worse.
It's going to get wild, real wild. Okay, let's go to Mill Emergency Business, the 6th Traditional District Rule for the compensation for the something court appointed legal counsel district court in Cedar Dixon, Dakota increases from $75 to $95 an hour.
Pay increase, huh?
Pay increase.
Court appointed attorneys, legal services budget will go up.
Yep.
For,
just for district court only.
District court only.
No, county court, court stays at 75.
Oh.
Yeah, it's by judges.
Judges.
Oh, damn. And so we have no choice, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. You like it or not, Billy?
I want. You know what? We should have probably double checked to make sure that was okay to put that under Mill Emergency Business.
It was
Mill. Okay. Okay.
Hmm.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we got that squared away. We already did public comment. I think we need to start doing public comment more often at the beginning.
You want me to put it there?
Probably not a bad idea.
I mean, I can. Most South Sioux and Dakota City do.
Yeah. Do they also have it at the end, too, then?
What the thing is, though, is if it's public comment on anything that's not on the agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So if somebody wants to comment on...
You can do it as you're going through.
I had told them when we brought up the road report, we brought up the list... In Avenue was on there if you wanted to comment at that time, but it's okay to do it. I mean,
I like it early like that.
I do too. It's something different. Then, like you said, then it kind of clears the air a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot to turn the recorder on until after Board of Equalization was over. Sorry.
We could reenact it.
Yeah. I'm here now.
Yeah, I'm here now. Okay, so if that's it, the meeting's adjourned. Our next regular meeting will be on July 16th already. So
I won't be here this fall.
I won't be either.
For the equalization.
The 12th?
Yeah, it's
I've got a meeting in Lincoln.
And you didn't either, so it's going to be the field.
At 11 o'clock.
That's why I hate planning everything so far out like that, and I got so much different.
I have a vacation day that day, so I will be
okay.
Here.
Okay, Kevin, Marty, and Tony.
Yep, I'll be
here.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll be here.
The Board of Equalization.